Tom DeLack, senior producer Kevin Delaney. Online, you'll find us at JimboTalk.net with a premium membership. This is the Dial Global Radio Networks.
Do yourself a favor, set a news button in your car radio. 92.1 FM, News 92 FM. Then do us a favor. Just give us 20 minutes each day for the next 20 days. You'll hear traffic and weather on the nines. You'll hear all the local news. You'll hear ABC News cover the nation and the world. We hope that convinces you to give News 92 FM more time each day. Maybe several times a day. 100% news, 0% spin. All new, all news. News 92 FM. The odd thing about some radio stations is that they think you're stupid. They say less commercials, forgetting that you're smart enough to count. They say nonstop rock block, forgetting that you'll hear them talk after every song.
I don't want to hear anymore. Stop talking!
They say news radio, forgetting how little time there is to squeeze in a few stories between talk shows. We think you're smart enough to understand when we say 100% news, 0% spin.
Say it!
We mean it. We mean it. This is News 92 FM. News 92 FM, KROI, Seabrook, Houston. 100% news, 0% spin.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick, an alleged homegrown terrorist, a lone wolf. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
The temp is 5:05. The temperature 75 degrees. Overcast today. This is the News 92 FM Morning Report. Good Monday morning and welcome. I'm Lana Hughes.
And I'm J.P. Pritchard. Good morning. The top story this hour, a dream vacation turns into a nightmare for passengers on board a Galveston cruise ship. News 92 FM's Patty Shea has the exclusive details as the travelers were heading home.
Under an overcast sky, the maiden voyage of the Carnival Cruise Line ship Magic came to an end Sunday as it eased into the port of Galveston. The gloomy clouds matched the mood of many passengers, including veteran cruiser Jill Billings.
I sat on my balcony and looked at a 6-mile-long cement pier and a cement factory for 2 days.
That factory was located in Progreso, Mexico, an unexpected stop for the more than 3,500 passengers on board. Billings was told the 2-day detour was needed because the ship's thrusters were not working and repairs could be made in Progreso.
It's a horrible port. We've been there before. We did not want to go back. That's the reason that we booked this certain cruise was we wanted Costa Maya.
Fellow passenger Christy Jensen agreed and pointed out no one was told about the change in ports until after the ship had set sail.
It was a big disappointment in Progreso for 2 days with nothing to do. That's probably the worst port in Mexico.
Some passengers ran out of hot water. Others complained about the food. One even saw a fight break out among crew members. Given the overall experience, Jensen says her first cruise with Carnival, well, it may be her last. Her family also owns a Galveston shuttle service that ferries cruise passengers back and forth. So she got quite an earful when she reported to work.
We've had complaints from our customers as well, not being happy with the cruise.
Jill Billings heard from other passengers who had been on board longer that the mechanical problem was nothing new. She wondered why they were not given a chance to wait until the repairs were done, as opposed to taking a cruise they didn't really want.
There was no magic on this trip at all.
Passengers were offered a $25 refund for the port fees for Costa Maya, the port they never got to. But few thought that would help offset the disappointment in a cruise that cost hundreds of dollars. In Galveston, Patty Shea, News 92 FM.
By the way, we did contact Carnival. The cruise line tells us they are looking into what happened, and as soon as they get back to us, we'll let you know.
Well, it was a surge sparked by national tragedy.
In Columbia, Houston, we see your tire pressure messages, and we did not copy your last.
Roger.
A NASA astronaut is visiting Texas Forest Service headquarters in College Station this afternoon to thank that group for its work in the recovery effort after the Shuttle Columbia disaster. Colonel Tim Cokra worked closely with the service back in 2003 when the orbiter disintegrated over East Texas during reentry. When Cokra was selected for his first space flight a few years later, he wanted to take with him something symbolizing the Forest Service as a symbol of appreciation. He chose an agency patch, and today he returns that patch that accompanied him to space.
Well, if you recorded the Dynamo game and haven't watched it yet, you might not want to listen for the next 30 seconds or
so.
Be
warned.
News 92 FM's Jorge Vargas joins us now live with a wrap-up on last night's MLS Championship game.
Oh, yes, guys. I stayed up last night to watch the MLS Cup Championship, and unfortunately, I went to bed mad, so I didn't sleep very well, not long, and very mad. The Dynamo held off the Galaxy for a half, but in the 72nd minute, the Galaxy's Landon Donovan came through with a deciding goal.
That explains the puffy eyes.
Has done it! Landon Donovan scores in the final for the third time in his career, and at last, LA Galaxy have their goal.
Yes, yes, and it is the Galaxy's third championship, and of course I'll have Dynamo reaction coming up in just a little bit. But they played well. They didn't lose the last 2 months except for that game, but Galaxy just outplayed it.
All right. Thanks so much, Jorge. We'll get much more, as Jorge said, in just a few minutes. In other news this morning, authorities are trying to figure out how a Magnolia man boarded a plane at Bush Intercontinental Airport with a gun, ammunition, and pepper spray. According to published reports, businessman Steve Burdick was arrested in Buenos Aires, Argentina, when he tried to return to Houston. Burdick claims he forgot the gun and other items were in his briefcase. TSA in Houston is investigating.
Coming up, gangs in one Texas school district have a new gang sign, rosaries. News 92 FM's Mike Barajas will have details.
This is News 92 FM. The time now, 5:09.
News 92 FM. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 9s.
And we are saying good Monday morning to the man who knows it all out there on those roadways, Lanny Griffin.
Good morning, J.P. Pritchard, Lana Hughes. My golly, it's good to hear your voices back on Houston Radio again.
You too.
Thank you very much. We're very excited about the first day of News 92 FM. I tell you, 290 was shut down for 2 hours inbound at Beltway 8 with a bad wreck out there. It came down around 3 o'clock this morning. They just got the main lanes open up. There's a big, heavy backup coming in on Highway 290. But again, all the main lanes are open up there. Further down on the Southwest Freeway going outbound in Hillcroft, three lanes are blocked off with some outbound rolling road work. That work has been going on since the weekend. It should have come down at 5 o'clock this morning, so they're in the process right now of removing all of that. Also on the Samuelson Tollway northbound at Hammer, two right lanes are blocked off by some construction that also is in the process of being taken down right now. No other wrecks report on Houston's freeways and no wrecks report in Harris County. With your News 92 FM traffic update, I'm Lanny Griffith.
Now a check of the News 92 FM forecast with WeatherWatch meteorologist Danielle Niddle checking in from time to time throughout the morning. And our forecast is calling for sunshine today and clouds mixed together. It's going to be a warm day, too warm for this time of year. High about 82 degrees, a little on the breezy side, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, scattered thunderstorms developing later on, the low near 70. And for tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, especially during the morning hours. A few storms may be severe, high then about 79 degrees, and right now 75 degrees at News 92 FM.
The odd thing about some radio stations is that they think you're stupid. They say less commercials, forgetting that you're smart enough to count. They say nonstop rock block, forgetting that you'll hear them talk after every song.
I don't want to hear anymore. Stop talking.
They say news radio, forgetting how little time there is to squeeze in a few stories between talk shows. We think you're smart enough to understand when we say 100% news, 0% spin.
Say it!
We mean it. We mean it. This is News 92 FM.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas.
1-800-822-0554.
The news doesn't wait. Why should you? News 92 FM.
On News 92 FM, now at let's get back to the news. You may have heard that single-family homes are selling pretty well in Houston, up 9.1% this October compared to a year ago. But we've also heard how bad sales have been in the recent past, so maybe 9% of really bad isn't really that much better.
True, perhaps, in other parts of the country, but Houston Association of Realtors Chairman Carlos Bujol says the picture's bright here.
I mean, there's still some problems. There's still some foreclosures. Financing is still difficult for some people,
But in general, we're starting to see that the market today looks a lot like the market in 2003 and 2004 from a volume standpoint, number of sales standpoint.
He says that was a period when most people were pretty happy with the real estate market. And Bilgeau says the homes for sale inventory is looking much better.
In October of this year, we had 46,674 homes actively listed. So that's how long it would take to sell the number of homes that are on the market. So currently we have 6.6 months of supply. Equilibrium, which is the ideal situation, is that we would have 6 months of supply. So we're trending down toward that 6 months of supply.
Next half hour on News 92 FM, we'll be telling you where the most homes are being bought and sold.
Big changes coming to the greater Houston area is almost 1.3 million Catholics, and it comes in the form of the Mass itself. This is the first significant change since 1975. News 92 FM's Laurie Kendrick has the story.
For decades, every Sunday, Roman Catholic priests have offered the blessing.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with each one of you.
And each Sunday, parishioners would respond.
And also with you.
That is until this coming Sunday. On November 27th, the first Sunday of Advent, the new congregational response will be, "And with your spirit." Parishes in English-speaking countries around the world will be using this new translation of the Roman Missal, the ritual text of prayers and instructions for celebrating Mass. International committees of specialists worked under a Vatican directive to get the responses as close to authentic Latin as possible. David Wood is the director of the Office of Worship for the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston.
The new translation with the new instruction wants to make sure that all of the words and phrases of the Latin text are being translated. The goal of the translation was to really communicate the general idea, but it wasn't a literal translation.
Other changes include the addition of 300 new saints and their feast days to the Catholic calendar, plus something known as the Rite for Christian Initiative for Adults. These changes, especially the response within the Mass, sparked the tiniest of revolutions in a very tradition-rich faith. Some oppose the changes, others celebrate them, especially those Catholics who embrace a more traditional Mass. They consider it a valuable instrument in rolling back the modernist fog that they claim destroyed the ritual in recent years. Laurie Kendrick, News 92 FM.
An unnamed hacker posts diagrams of a Harris County suburb's sewer system to show how easy it is to infiltrate the system. The mayor of South Houston says no harm was done, but the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating the data breach. According to published reports, the hacker says he posted South Houston's information after a similar incident in Springfield, Illinois, which reportedly caused the control system to power on and off, burning out a water pump. South Houston's control systems were taken offline following the incident.
An unnamed hacker posts diagrams of a Harris County suburb's sewer system, indeed. A man who helped make sure JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested is getting a long overdue honor. Dallas police will present John Brewer a citizen's certificate of merit for his heroic actions 48 years ago. Brewer was working in his shoe store the day Kennedy was assassinated when he noticed Oswald loitering in his store.
Brewer says he didn't know who Oswald was, but he thought it odd that with all the chaos surrounding the president's shooting, the guy wanted to look at shoes. When Oswald left the shoe store, Brewer trailed into the Texas Theater where Oswald tried to hide out. Police were called. Oswald was arrested after a brief struggle. Brewer will be awarded his special citation at the Texas Theater tomorrow, the anniversary of President Kennedy's death.
Coming up, more from Galveston on the maiden voyage some passengers are calling the cruise from hell.
This is News 92 FM. The time now, 5:19.
News 92 FM. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 9.
Heading back over to Lanny Griffith for the latest on those roadways, Lannard.
Good morning, Lana and JP and everyone else this morning tuning into News 92 FM for the first time. Highway 290 got off to a messy start. It was closed down for 2 hours starting at 3 this morning with a bad wreck inbound at the Beltway 8. It also tied up the ramps on the Beltway leading onto Highway 290. The wreck is gone. All the lanes are open, but traffic is very heavy in the backup as motors are squeezing through on this early hour trying to get down to Loop 610.